Welcome back for another video. In this one, we're going to look at the best players to buy for Game Week 31. As a reminder, it's a Tuesday deadline this week, so make sure you don't miss it. There's some incredible fixtures midweek. We've got Liverpool home to Sheffield United, and we've got Arsenal home to Luton. So on the goalkeepers' table, Kelleher and Raya are joint top with 4.3 points each. Kelleher is a short-term play, so if you consider him, just bear in mind that Alisson could be back by Game Week 33, so you won't get the double in 34 out of him. However, he's a sound short-term play if you don't need him beyond Game Week 33, or if you plan to free-hit Game Week 34, for example. So Raya is top among all keepers for projected points over the next 5 for 23.3 points. Arsenal's defensive underlying numbers have been a level above this season. Over the last 6 games, they've conceded 2.92 expected goals. Next best is City, with more than double that. So if you need a keeper, he's the absolute best purchase right now. On a wild card, the Raya and Petrovic rotation is really good, because they've got a combined 3 double game weeks in the run-in. Raya and Edison also works great, albeit one less double game week, but a better City defence. Edison didn't make the bench for City's match against Arsenal on the weekend, but he's near a return. If you've got the Dubravka and Neto rotation, there's next to nothing separating them this week. Newcastle are home to Everton, and Bournemouth home to Palace, so flip a coin with that one. Given Newcastle's grown injury list, I'd say Neto just edges it, but much like last game week, realistically both probably concede. If you're tight for money, Henderson's 4.4 mil and Pickford's 4.6 mil, both of which will have a double game week 34. Johnson's out for the rest of the season for Palace, so Henderson's spot secure. Villa, West Ham, Brentford, Fulham, Luton, Burnley are the 7 teams that won't have a double game week for the rest of the season, 8 single game weeks remaining for them. Spurs and Chelsea are the only teams that'll have 2 double game weeks. So let's move on to defenders, and the projections heavily favouring Arsenal and Liverpool for their games against 2 relegation candidates. Van Dijk tops the table with 4.9 points, Gabriel and Saliba 2nd and 3rd on the table. If you need to make a defender transfer this week, these are the top 3 to look at. Liverpool are the only team that are odds on favourites to keep a clean sheet, and Arsenal given a 49.5% chance. Kivior's played well in Sinchenko's absence, though he is back, so Kivior could be a risky pick this week. If there was ever a game for Arteta to rotate a few players in a busy schedule, it's got to be Luton at home. We also saw Tomiyasu come off the bench against City, who can play in left back and right back. Bradley's in the same boat as Kelleher. He's a great short-term pun, before he'll be expected to lose his spot to Trent in a couple of games from now. Ake was taken off in the first half against Arsenal. Post-match, Pep said he'll be out longer, as will Walker, while Stones will be back soon. Vardy had a great game, and we can expect him to get lots of minutes as Pep's only left-footed defender. Besides Gomez, he's barely played all season. A few injuries to defenders on the weekend. We saw Lascelles injure his ACL, and he's going to be out for 6 to 9 months, sadly. And Gusto was also taken off with a possible hamstring strain. Ait Nouri was taken off in the loss against Villa on the weekend. No injury, but O'Neill said, "Ryan played 290s for Algeria in the week, and I thought he didn't look quite as sharp as he has done. He looked tired." So perhaps a chance he misses one of the next 2 for a rest. If you've not got him, he's certainly one for the watch list though, given how attacking he can be, plus he's got the double game week 34 on the horizon. So who are the best midfielders to buy? Let's start with the obvious. Salah tops the midfielder table with 9 points, which is the highest across all positions this week, home to Sheffield United. Clear favourite for captaincy this week, and if you haven't got him, he's got to be a priority transfer. He took 12 shots against Brighton, which was the most he's ever taken in a Premier League game. Some of his attempts were wasteful, but he's clearly very hungry for goals. 9 of his 12 shots were in the box. Palmer took the next most shots on the weekend with 9, 7 of which were in the box. He's projected 5.6 points against Man United. Saka, Odegaard, Havertz and Martinelli all make the table. Saka was withdrawn in the 78th minute against City, which obviously is not typical. Arteta said post-match that he's had a problem for a few weeks now and he's feeling a bit fatigued, and he also added that he only trained one day before the match. So a fairly promising update regarding Saka, not a serious issue. If you're looking to add a second Arsenal midfielder, Odegaard's the next best option. He's third after Salah and Saka for projected points over the next 5. Havertz obviously has been on fire lately as well, and he's 1.3 mil cheaper. If you're playing FPL Challenge, definitely get him in if he starts. Besides Palmer, another couple of cheaper mids to consider are Eze and Sarabia. Palace are away to Bournemouth, and Eze's got 6 goals and 3 assists and 16 starts. However, in Game Week 32 and 33, they do have City and Liverpool, so ideally you don't want to start him there, followed by a home double game week against West Ham and Newcastle. Sarabia's pretty much nailed with Neto out for the season, and Wolves have got a really good run of games before and after the double in 34. Eze's 6 mil and Sarabia's only 4.7 mil. So crazy cheap for Sarabia, and he's the type of enabler that could help fund Salah. So Luis Diaz has projected 5.9 points. He's looked much better as of late, and he scored last match and took all three bonus points. He had a second goal chalked offside by Matt Arinches as well. If you've got absolutely no feasible way to buy Salah, then you could hedge against him with Diaz and hope for the best. I mean, last match he outscored Mo anyway. Liverpool got double gameweek 34 against Fulham and Everton, so triple Liverpool is going to be the ideal setup for that. So let's move on to forwards and talk about Darwin. He's second on the forwards table with 6.5 points, Haaland 7.5. The caveat with this fixture, much like Arsenal, is that if there's ever an opportunity to rotate a few players, it's got to be these fixtures, but it's incredibly hard to predict. Darwin was benched in the reverse fixture against Sheffield United away, however it's a straightforward scenario for Klopp. Win all remaining games and the title's Liverpool, so they might equate to less rotation. Let us know your thoughts in the comments and whether you think Darwin's worth the risk. Gakpo has been a bit out of form recently and Jota's still sidelined with injury, so if I were to guess, I'd say 70% chance of starting and subbed off early. So Salah was on 9 projected points, Haaland 7.5. City need nothing less than 3 points in this one against Villa after the draw with Arsenal, particularly given the much easier games for Arsenal and Liverpool midweek. It's unfortunate that Brentford have got no doubles to come, because they've got one of the best fixture runs for the rest of the season. They've got Brighton, Villa, Sheffield United, Luton, Everton, Fulham and Bournemouth. Honestly, even without the double, if you're chasing rank, Tony's the sort of pick that everyone's going to be overlooking. And they weren't really impressive against Man United last match, and deserved to win really. It's easy to get overhyped by the double game weeks, when we often see unexpected rotation anyway for some players. And likewise, the doubles aren't always good ones. After a 15-pointer last match, Isak's projected 5.3 points, the same as Tony. In fact, they're basically dead even for the next 5 game weeks. Newcastle with a double game week 37 to come at the end of the season. Newcastle are home to Everton this week. Gordon's going to be a huge miss for Newcastle, but Barnes is a very capable backup and he should slot in the left wing. So what's the best front three right now? It's a very difficult one to answer, but Haaland and Darwin make the most sense, and the third forward is very dependent on budget. Many with Son and Salah in midfield don't have much money for the third forward spot. Mateta's only 4.9 mil, he doesn't make the table this week away to Bournemouth. He was someone I talked about in the team selection video and he's one that I'm looking to buy to help fund Salah, and he does play in double gameweek 34. Cunha is 5.5 mil and an even better player in a better team. However, despite appearing in training photos all last week, he wasn't in the squad on the weekend. So it's a very risky buy now if you need to start him this week, otherwise perfectly fine to bench for gameweek 31 and hope he starts next weekend. Munoz has got 8 goals and an assist in his last 8, and he's away to Forest next gameweek and only 4.7 mil. Given Mateta's upcoming double gameweek and Edouard's currently injured, he edges it in my eyes. If you're free hitting in gameweek 34, then Munoz has got the better fixtures before then and the better pick in that scenario. Burnley have actually got a really nice run of 4 games next. They've got Wolves, Everton, Brighton and Sheffield United. Fofana was ineligible to play against his parent club on the weekend, but he's back and available for the Wolves game. He's projected 3.9 points and only 5 mil. Thanks very much for watching. Let us know your transfer plans in the comments this week. Hit subscribe if this was helpful. More FPL content to come before the deadline. See you soon for the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.